Governor Sean Parnell today filed another suit against the federal government, this time to overturn the federal action that's holding up oil exploration on Alaska's Outer Continental Shelf, APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
In announcing the suit, Governor Parnell said not drilling in the Arctic Ocean puts at risk Alaska's economic security. He refers to estimates of 27 billion barrels of oil, 132 trillion feet of natural gas. He says it'll provide an estimated 41,000 direct and indirect jobs with a $52 billion payroll on an annual basis.
We're talking about something that holds huge economic potential for not only this great state, but this land and nation of ours.
He says the suit challenges the authority of the federal moratorium on deepwater drilling that went into place after the BP explosion and spill in the Gulf of Mexico. At a hearing in Anchorage 2 weeks ago, Bureau of Ocean Energy Management Director Michael Bromwich said the moratorium did not apply to Alaska's OCS. But last week, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar was less clear on the issue. Salazar said that although the moratorium did not technically cover Alaska, his department is not allowing any drilling to go ahead in Arctic waters. Attorney General Daniel Sullivan says the Interior Secretary is essentially expanding the moratorium in violation of the Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act, and that's what the lawsuit addresses. Sullivan says the law requires the department to notify the governor of any expected action and gives the state the opportunity to participate in the decision-making process.
The Department of Interior clearly did not do that with regard to the Arctic moratorium, never consulted the state, or gave notice to the state or Governor Parnell, as it was required to do, never solicited comments, and therefore, we believe, has clearly violated federal law and breached its duty to the state and the citizens of Alaska.
Sullivan says the federal government also violated the Federal Administrative Procedures Act, which requires an opinion, a reason for findings, and a written decision, all of which were absent before Salazar made his comments. He also points out that the state and Interior Department were allied in court, together successfully defending Arctic drilling, until the Deepwater Horizon spill. The Interior Department is unclear on the future of the Alaska drilling ban. Spokeswoman Kendra Barkoff says Salazar has delayed drilling in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas and has canceled 4 lease sales in the Arctic.
We are taking a cautious approach to offshore oil and gas development as we strengthen safety and oversight of offshore oil and gas operations. This includes the Arctic, which presents a unique environmental challenge. We need additional information about spill risks and spill response capabilities.
Sullivan says the federal government has 60 days to respond to the state's legal complaint. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.